Melbourne, a huge event is coming April 2nd. Jeremy Piven live at the Palais Theatre. And he is fresh off an aeroplane, straight from the airport in the studio. Jeremy, yeah. Welcome to the show.
I'm so glad this is not TV because...
You look great, though.
Yeah. I look like a bloated mess, let's be honest.
Oh, man, fresh. That's an LA flight, is it? You've just got off?
Just about 45 minutes ago, I landed and... And here we are. Yeah. I want to see. This is like an experiment. No, it's a human experiment. Can you put a sentence together? And we don't know. We don't. We simply don't know.
How'd you fly? United?
It was a Spirit Air. Cost $11. And you have to pay for the bathroom. Yeah. I went on the floor. I went to the bathroom on the floor. They just played through. They didn't care.
Russia and
so
Tonga.
You're on Jetstar then.
Yeah. Is this your first time in Australia?
First time.
Oh, wow. This is insane.
You're the first Australians I've ever met. Wow. This is crazy.
Normally people go and pat a koala first, you know, go and see a kangaroo at the zoo.
Yeah, I want to get hammered with Russell Crowe. I want to do some cliche Yeah, can I swear?
Yes, you can.
You can chuck some phones at people. He does that in motels.
Let's not go there. We love Russell.
This is Melbourne. Yeah. Obviously, you realize this is really the capital of Australia, the best city.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, on the way in, the architecture is beautiful. It's a new city. I love it. I love it so far.
Can you understand us?
I can understand you. Yes, very much so.
Because you know when you go to America and you speak, they hear your accent. And they don't quite understand you. But
I understand it because I studied at the National Theatre of Great Britain. I did a show there for 4 years. Yeah. I use my passport. I'm cultured. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I know the difference between an Australian accent and
British accent. We talk too fast. Sometimes. Hey, let's talk about Entourage, one of my favorite shows. And it got me through a lot.
You wouldn't get that very often, would you, Jeremy?
No, but mate, he was one. Ari Gold was literally one of him and Johnny Drama. They were my two favorites. Now, Ari Gold, I read recently that you used to go through all your lines with your mum.
Yes. Well, I do lines with my... No, sorry, I run lines.
Yeah, don't do the
don't do kids at home. Yeah. Don't do lines with your mom. Yeah. It gets ugly. No, my mother, I was literally just... Because I'm here, I'm very lucky. Australians have love for me. I'm doing two films and two theaters. We're doing the State and the Palais Theater on the 2nd and the 4th. Do you see how I shamelessly kind of navigated into that?
Yeah, it was
self-promotion.
Very smooth. Yeah. Very smooth.
Yeah. So I was just running, or not doing lines, running lines with my mother just before I left. And so she's been my acting teacher since I was a child. And so everything that I said is Ari Gold, and he's probably the most offensive character you could ever come across.
Lord!
Yeah. You know, and I don't know how much I can say on this show.
You can say whatever you want.
Just really. Say it.
I mean, like, just imagine everything I said is Ari Gold, right? Yeah. Lloyd, have you had so much squirted in your eyes that you can't see what's right in front of your face? There better be a Scud missile heading towards us, Yoko, or I will choke you out with a my mom's like, let's go again. Let's go again. She goes, no, let's go again. You know what? Can you make this more authentic?
Oh,
I'm like, Mom, stop talking.
Jeez.
Stop talking. No, I can't.
That's amazing.
No, my mom is like, she's a professional. She's not offended. She knows it's a fictional character. So I could say anything to her, and she knows because she's an artist. And so, I unpack that on stage, and I have a blast. And you know, everyone thinks that I was improvising during Entourage, and the reality is, it was all written. And then the trick is, obviously, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, is to make it all feel totally improvisational. Yeah. But I had someone standing there, word for word, and making sure that I didn't miss a word.
Wow.
So, we've got
our own Lloyd. See the little nerd burger with his sunglasses on there?
The one who's in the tuxedo.
He won't even look up. He's terrified.
He's our Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Nice. Look at that. He's got a bow tie on. I love it.
James? Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
He didn't even turn
around. He's 27 years of age, lives with his mum still in a race car bed. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, just got his license.
Okay. Good for him, man.
He's a real nerd.
I love it. Well, he does all the dirty work for you guys.
Yeah, he pretty much
you guys,
does.
All right.
Yes.
By the way, 27 at home was not that bad. In L.A., we have 40-year-old agents living at home.
Oh, really?
I just want you to know that.
Really?
JB, there you go. Off to Hollywood, big boy.
I'm in.
Bring mum and dad, obviously. You'll need a house, but...
What does a house go for in Hollywood these days?
It depends on where you want to live. If you want to live in Agora Hills, you know, or Rancho Cucamonga, you could get something for about $1.5 million, but... if you want to live up in the Hollywood Hills, it's probably like, you know, starts at about $3 million.
Gets expensive.
Yeah.
A few more years with David and Leah at home, James, and
Save
you can
up.
Now, I know this is tough. You've just got off a flight.
Yes.
Your first time ever in Melbourne. We're the first Australians you've ever spoken to in Australia. But I want to talk about Jeremy Piven live at the Palais Theatre, because what can people expect? I mean, we all love you and know you, and to be able to see you on stage. And I was going to say, because you get asked about Entourage all the time, but the truth is, as you just said, you've been performing since you were 8 years old.
Yeah. Listen, I can't be angry because I did a character for a decade that connected with people, and I love that character. And I came, listen, there really is an Ari Gold. In Hollywood, there is a character that was my agent who is, he represents Mark Wahlberg. And, you know, it's.
He's in Australia at the moment?
No, he's not. But like the reality
Mark is
people.
Yeah.
No, it's
Mark
okay. He's an elite athlete. He's been hitting the head a lot.
Mark Wahlberg's in Australia.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's in Sydney.
Oh, my
God. He's doing a movie.
Oh, that's
incredible.
He's filming
a movie in Sydney.
Yeah, he's in Sydney.
You can get
it. That's fantastic. So Ari Gold exists, you know, and so people confuse me for Ari Gold, and, you know, that happens, and that's, not, you know, we can bring him back, whatever, but yeah, I've done 80 movies, and I've been working my entire life, and yeah, it happens, and you know, you be careful what you wish for, because I want the freedom creatively to write all my own stuff, and so I've been touring for about 10 years now, and your buddy Monty Franklin has been opening for me, and he's a genius. And he'll be there at, you know, opening and doing his thing. And, you know, it's funny because people, after they see my show, they say to me, we didn't know you were this funny. And I think I'm 200 years old and I've made 1,000 movies. So I must have been sucking for the past 30 years.
Excellent. How good. And you can get your tickets now, Ticketmaster.com.
Is there going to be an Ari Gold spinoff? I heard that's in the pipeline. Is that right?
You never know. That's a Mark Wahlberg question.
Yeah.
You know, you know, you never know what it's funny. During that show, I was always the last to know on everything. And I'm not just saying that. So you never know. I do know that, like, when I go on tour, I have people during the show screaming, let's hug it out. And just like, Lloyd, you know? And it sounds like people have Tourette. You know what I mean? So you just got to keep going and navigating. So I know, you know, I'm out there. So I know that people miss the show.
And what's the main character's name? Bloody his real name?
Adrian.
He's here a lot. He's always in Fitzroy and Collingwood. Now you were big on Twitter. I used to follow Ari Gold on Twitter, and you used to hammer. You were like Ricky Gervais.
Was it real?
Was that
Ari
you?
Or fake Ari?
It wasn't me. But wait, there is an Ari Gold on Twitter.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So that's not you, mate. No. They hammer people, and I always thought that was you.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
That's flat.
No, you could get away with a lot. That's kind of genius if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Jeremy Piven's tweet you were following. It was Ari Gold.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it was like being you.
Right.
I have been hitting that a bit.
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven live at the Palais tomorrow night.
Things are being revealed
2nd
morning.
Of April. Tickets, Ticketmaster.com. Cannot wait to see you, mate. Thanks for coming in.
I want to say, if they mention this show, I'll give them a free meet and greet. And, might as well, and we'll hang out and take some pictures.
That's huge.
You know,
that's great.
Because you guys have been kind to me. You're a friend of Monty's. We love Monty. You want to do some time on the show? You're a stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick Cody.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, join us on the 12th of Never. I'm out of here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
He got him.
I was just at the Palais, mate. It's a beautiful spot.
You actually got him. Then he was really excited.
No, but you can do some time. Okay. We'll just, you know.
There we go.
I'm on holidays.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
On holiday means you're not going to show up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. When am I at the Palais Theatre, by the way?
April 2nd.
Okay, and where do they get tickets?
Ticketmaster.com. And remember, as Jeremy just said, mention the show and you can have a meet and greet and a photo with Jeremy.
We'll hang out.